Four people were injured after an airstrike in a small town in southwestern Russia earlier today. The attack hit several apartment buildings, residential homes, and a school in Russia's Belgorod region. And it comes after yesterday's drone strikes on Moscow, which led to those retaliatory strikes from Russian forces on Kyiv, both strikes targeting residential buildings. Let's bring in Mary Ilushina. She covers Russia from Latvia for our partners at The Washington Post. And Mary, those drone strikes and the attack on Moscow yesterday, that's the first time residential buildings were hit in the Russian capital since Russia's attack on Ukraine. But remind us, there have been other attacks on Russian territory since this war started?
Hi. Well, yeah, yesterday's attack was kind of a threshold moment because it's the first time residents of Russia's capital have felt those kind of really direct, evident consequences of Russia's war in Ukraine. But there have been attacks in border regions, and there have been drone attacks in Moscow a couple of weeks ago when the Kremlin fortress, which is in the sort of the heart of the capital, has been hit by two drones, which, you know, Russia said it was Ukraine. Ukraine denied any involvement. But essentially, people who live close to Ukraine, they're kind of gotten used to cross-border shelling, drone attacks, but this was certainly a first of that kind for Moscow residents.
Yeah, and coupled with the strikes today in this small town in southwestern Russia, what are you hearing? I mean, how are Russians, who've really been shielded from a horrific war right across their border, how are they responding to this?
Well, I think it was interesting to see Vladimir Putin come out yesterday and comment on this to a wider nation. He was his video when he was commenting on this was broadcast on national TV, even though his press secretary said that he was not going to specifically say anything. But I think that's indicative that there is concern in the Kremlin that Russians are worried because the war has rested on this kind of indifference amongst most Russians who kind of shut the war out of their ordinary lives. And this is kind of a pledge that Putin gave to them at the beginning of the war, saying, look, this is not going to disrupt your life. Just let me do this. It's going to be a quick and, you know, victorious war. But now, 15 months in, what Russians see is drones falling near, you know, residential areas in Moscow and Moscow region. So it's definitely, I think, concerning for them and for the Kremlin, because we also see how the Russian state media is covering this, and they're trying to say, look, don't worry, we're going to protect you, Russia's going to protect you, their anti-air defense systems in Moscow and will be even more in place. But the reality is that we know Moscow authorities have already tried to bolster the defense systems in the capital in January and February, and clearly that wasn't enough.
Yeah. Well, in fact, Putin, when he spoke, said Moscow's air defense system worked normally, but there's still room for improvement. That, in that kind of Kremlin speak, sounds like, you know, maybe heads will roll, you know, for it not being good enough. How did you interpret that?
Yeah, I think it's a way to sort of address the concern, I think, on the minds of most Moscow residents, like, will there be something done about this? How is this happening that we have our, you know, our capital hit by drones? And I think Putin had to say, you know, that we'll work on this. So in the way, I think this is an attempt to shift the blame and responsibility on the Russian military, the Moscow authorities, and say that, look, they will have to work even harder to do that. But certainly, you know, this is kind of admitting that something has happened and there is a problem without explicitly saying that there is a problem.
Yeah. And Putin also blamed it, as you said, on Ukrainians. Ukrainians have denied it, but said they didn't mind seeing these attacks. And that brings us to these reports that anti-Russian paramilitary groups, many Russian defectors, and there's the Freedom for Russia Legion, the Russian Volunteer Corps, some very right-wing, some called Nazis, were responsible for this attack on Moscow. They are there. They are based in Ukraine. They are saying they're going to attack Russia. They're a bit of a problem for Ukraine, which he doesn't want to support Nazis, which Putin has labeled them as. But do we know that they are actually capable of making these attacks?
That's a really big question because, you know, we know that they exist, but there's a lot of debate whether their extent of their activities has been exaggerated. Mm-hmm. So we don't know exactly who carried out these attacks. You know, there was an incursion in the Belgorod region last week that they have taken responsibility for. And there's some video evidence supporting that. In case with drones, you know, there's very little available. So it's hard to actually pin this attack on a particular actor. There are obviously two main theories, whether that was Ukraine or it was a Russian actor working inside the country, but sort of in support of Ukraine or assisted by Ukrainian, intelligence. We don't know that, but we'll have to, you know, get a bit more information to actually establish who was behind this.
Right. People are watching them more closely now. Mary Alushina covers Russia for our partners at The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thank you.